another hats and cleats day for us. So a really strong mental day, but moved around a little bit more than yesterday, obviously. So it went good. Did our walkthroughs, did our practice, different situations. And you could just tell the guys were moving around a little bit better.
So you think Five's on a good track for Thursday?
He did better. You can see him improve. I think, it's another day. We need to see him. If we would have went full today, he'd have been limited, what he got done. So I think tomorrow will be important to see how he comes back after today.
Is he progressing at the rate that you'd like him to, though?
Yeah, I think a little bit faster than we thought, just in hearing it from the trainers. But so cautiously optimistic, maybe. I guess wait, really, I think tomorrow is a bigger day.
Judd was saying earlier that with a short week like this, it's almost like his concentration on run your stuff, the offense against whatever Tennessee does. Is that the same in terms of?
Well, sometimes, like in preseason, you've heard us talk about like rules ball. Just go out there and play your style of football, and they'll probably do the same. But it's more of a heightened environment than that, as far as game planning. But, there is only so much you can put in a shorter week. I think the other thing is with this is really good for Blake right now, what he's going through, because somewhere in his career, he's going to be banged up. It might be a Thursday night game like this, and he's got to learn how to deal with it. Or it might be a Sunday game he can't go on Wednesday or Thursday, and he's going to get Friday's practice. So that shortened period of time, I think it's really challenging for him to say, all right, what are you going to do in this situation? And that's what you're seeing him, kind of develop a routine for that.
Blake made mention yesterday that it's important to him to play, to show his teammates that he'll be in there week in and week out. But what is that as a coach? What's your perspective on?
Well, I think that that's his mentality. That's the part that we love about him. But I think we need to take a look at, and I think the biggest thing with that is that Blake and our training staff, they work together. We appreciate that mentality. That's what we had hoped he'd say. But the training staff and Blake need to sit down together after we go through tomorrow and see where we're at and then come up with the best decision.
His last 10 weeks of being on the bench and that type.
That's tough, right? When you're a competitor, I think you guys asked the same question with Toby Gerhart, right? When you want to contribute to the team and you want to add to it in any way you can, it's difficult when you're not on the field. So for him, he's had to compete and try to find out. I mean, he's putting all of his effort into Blake and trying to help him and keeping him strong. And they talk. You go down the tight end meeting room, and all three will be down there meeting and going through stuff. So he's done a fabulous job.